The Gemara records a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether, for the purposes of being posel and isha from eating truma in the future, the bia of an 8-year-old boy is sufficient, or whether the bia of a 9-year-old boy is required in order to be posel this woman, assuming that the boy is an erva to her. So is 8 years sufficient, or is 9 years required? And the Gemara explains that this machlokas is tali, and whether we learn from the Doros Harishonim, when 8-year-old children were able to have children themselves, or whether we require learning from nowadays, where 8-year-old children are not able to have children. That seems to be the machlokas on the surface. But if we look at it a little bit longer, it seems that there's a second machlokas about which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel also differ. And that is that Beis Shammai seems to think that the ability to have children is what determines that that a bia is considered a bia to be posel a woman from truma. And that's why Beis Shammai says that the standard is 8 years old, because 8 years old, back in the day, in times of Tanakh, 8 years old was the minimum age that a boy needed to be in order to have children. So for Beis Shammai, the age at which boys are capable of producing children is the age which creates a shame bia, if they have a bia, at least for these purposes. As opposed to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says that we learn from nowadays. Nowadays, so boys can't have children until they're 13. So, l'cha'ora, Beis Hillel ought to say, if he held according like Beis Shammai, that the ability to have children is what determines whether a bia has a shame bia or not, Beis Hillel ought to say that boys under 13 cannot be posel women from eating truma, because they can't have children, therefore their bia shouldn't be a bia. But that's not what Beis Hillel says. What Beis Hillel does say is that boys over 9 are posel women from eating truma. So it would seem that while Beis Shammai holds that the yicholes laholid, the ability to produce children, is what gives a shame bia to the bia of any child, person, Beis Hillel holds that the standard, what creates a shame bia, is something else. So that's an important machlokas. What exactly is the impact, or is there an impact, of yicholes laholid on the shame bia? Now, this machlokas seems to parallel, they're not necessarily taloi, but definitely parallels, a machlokas that we found on Amud Aleph. Because on Amud Aleph, we have a machlokas between Rabbah and others about whether a katan is yachol laholid, or whether a katan is eino yachol laholid. So on the surface, this seems to be a factual machlokas. It's a machlokas about whether or not children have this ability or not. And in general, we like to avoid interpreting machlokos about factual matters, because you can just go out and find out what the factual evidence is. So alternately, one might explain this machlokos about whether katan yachol laholid or not by saying, as do the Ran and the Yad Ramah, that the vast majority of children are not able to be molded until they become adults. But the minority of children, you know, perhaps a small minority, perhaps an extremely small minority, are able to have children. And the question simply is whether we care about this extremely small minority. And indeed, the Ran and the Yad Ramah seem to interpret this as the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's not so much a matter of learning from the earlier generations as it is a matter of whether we give significance to this small minority of minors who are able to have children in the context of being posel a woman from truma, or whether we do not give significance to this small minority of children. So the same thing, you could explain that the machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Chista about whether a katan can be molded or not is whether we focus on the vast majority of children who cannot have children, or whether we focus on the minority of minors who are able to have children. And the nafka minas obviously are in terms of gershim meis ve'ein lo yarshim. Do you have to check whether you know this katan has yarshim or not? Nafkaminas for ben sorer u'moreh. Do we say that there's this 3-month limit at which he's ra'oi to be called an Av, you know, because he can only have children starting after 13, or perhaps we should say that there's no 3-month limit, right, because he can have children even earlier, so the drush of Ra'u Lekfus or Av is meaningless. But one way or another, the Ran specifically seems to interpret both of these machlokos as being the facts are that the vast majority of children cannot have children and the small minority of children can. And then there is different areas of halacha, being posel a woman from truma and gershim meis vein lo yarshim in terms of returning something that was stolen from him and then falsely sworn that it was not stolen, in terms of ben sora remora, perhaps in terms of other areas. In each area of halacha, one has to determine whether we follow the vast majority or whether we're concerned for the small minority. That's the opinion of the Ran and the way that he explains the machlokes about katan molid or katan eno molid. However, the Maharam, in elaborating on an opinion which he attributes to the Olam and which the Marsha also seems to adapt, the Maharam gives a different explanation of the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda about whether katan can be molid or whether katan cannot be molid. The Ran explains that just as we said earlier, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether or not the yecholes laholid, the ability to have children, is a criteria for determining whether a bia has a shame bia halachically to be posel a woman from truma, or whether the bia does not have a shame bia. Beis Shammai holds that yecholes laholid is a necessary criterion, and Beis Hillel holds that it's not a necessary criterion. That in that same manner, there's a machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda about whether the yecholes laholid is a necessary criterion for establishing gadlus, for establishing a child's maturity, coming of age, and adulthood, or whether the yecholes laholid is not a necessary criterion for establishing adulthood. In other words, the man de Amar who says katan molid clearly holds that a person can be a katan, and that at the same time he can have children. So the ability to have children does not automatically make a person a gadol. Indeed, the status of gadlus is not in any way dependent upon the ability to have children. A katan can have children and still be a katan. The man de Amar who says katan eino molid, says the Maharam, would seem to say that one of their criteria for determining adulthood, for determining coming of age, is the ability to have children. Once a child is able to have, once a male is able to have children, so then that would automatically give them the status, not necessarily automatically, but either directly or indirectly, either alone or together with other factors, would give them the status of an adult. So Rav Chisda says katan molid holds that the ability to have children has nothing to do with adulthood. You can be a katan and be able to have children too. Rabba, who says katan eino molid, would seem to say that the ability to have children is correlated with adulthood. So this just leads in general to a broader question, which is in halacha, how do we determine adulthood? There's not necessarily a single standard, but there is a standard which is used mostly throughout Shas, and then there's a couple of other halachos where there are other standards that are involved. So there's generally a combination of three things, some of which are more significant and others are less significant. And those three things are age, and there is cognitive maturity or intellectual maturity, and then there's physical maturity. The last is the most significant, physical maturity. That's what we always call shtei sairos, which our Mishnah mentioned. That's usually the best significant criteria, you know, for adulthood. And then, you know, there's shanim. So are shanim an independent criteria, or do they simply allow us to determine whether shtei sairos are real sairos or whether they're fake or illusory? You know, they're not necessarily a sign of physical maturity. One way or another, you have this idea of shanim. So, and the Mishnah mentions shanim. You know, the child is assumed to be a gadol when he turns 13. And that's what the Gemara says on Amud Beis, that we can infer that Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur was 13 years old when he built the Mishkan, says the Gemara, because it says ish ish mi melachto asher hema osim, that everyone who participated in constructing the Mishkan was an ish, meaning an adult. So therefore Bezalel must have been at least 13 when the Mishkan was constructed. So the Maharam points out, how do we get the number 13? Is 13 an independent criterion? So he says, probably not. What is the significance of 13? The significance is that under most circumstances, when a child turns 13, he has the ability to be molded, and usually, under most circumstances, when a child turns 13, he already will have shtei sairos. That's the significance of 13. Now, when we say, Tosfos says that in the earlier generations, in the times of Tanakh, so children were able to have, you know, were able to give birth earlier. Men were able to have children even at a younger age. So Tosfos says, shouldn't this pose a problem to Rabbah who says, katan eino molid? And to that, Tosfos answers that in the days of Tanakh, so children became gedolim at a younger age. They reached adulthood at a younger age. So this line of Tosfos clearly establishes that age is not an independent criterion, at least for Rabbah, it's not an independent criterion in terms of establishing adulthood. Because if that were the case, if 13 was an age, it was necessary for a person to have 13 years of life experience or of opportunity to garner life experience in order to become a gadol, so then it's impossible that in the days of Tanakh that people became gedolim earlier. And that would be a problem for Rabbah, because that would mean that in the times of Tanakh, a katan could be molded. For the Ran, this is not a problem, because the Ran says that even nowadays a katan can be molded, simply that Rabbah follows a vast majority. But for Tosfos, that's not how Tosfos is understanding things. So Tosfos thinks that this is a problem for Rabbah. In the days of Tanakh, so a person could be under 13 and have children. That's a kasha on Rabbah. So Tosfos answers that people became adults in the times of Tanakh when they were younger than 13. So clearly 13 is not an independent criterion for adulthood. 13 is only significant in as much as it represents something about other factors of the maturation process. And that, the Maram says, is essentially either that 13 is the age at which most people get these shtei sairos, and therefore, we establish it as an independent criteria. It's necessary for a person to reach the age where most people become physically mature, and it's also necessary for him to be physically mature himself. In the days of Tanakh, says the Maharam, and this again is against the Ran and the Ramah, in the days of Tanakh, so most people reached physical maturity earlier. So therefore, the standard age which a person had to reach in order to be an adult was a younger age. So a person in the days of Tanakh needed to reach that standard age, whatever it was, 7 or 8 or 9. And then he also had to demonstrate physical maturity. That's all for Rav Chisda. For Rabbah, the Maram adds on that a person also needs to reach the age at which most people are able to have children, which usually comes at about the same time as the shtei sairos and the signs of physical maturity. But one way or another, the significance of age is only in as much as that's the time when most people will reach physical maturity. It's not an independent criteria. It's not an idea of having the opportunity to gather life experience up until a certain point that makes a person gadol. It seems to me that age is a subsidiary factor, and that the main factor really is the reaching of physical maturity.